Morning, Rabbi Isai. So our limud of Hilchas Lashon Hara is Lizchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chai Lehishtav Refuah Shleima B'sor Shochel Yisrael B'Korav Mamash. So two final points that the Chofetz Chaim makes regarding Toyeles. One point that we learnt yesterday and we learnt the day before, that if you're going to bypass the Teichocha element and you're going to come to the conclusion that this person won't listen anyway, and therefore I'm going to speak Lashon Hara about the things that he does because I've complied with the six conditions of Toyeles, and the seventh one, which is to actually speak to him personally, is a waste of time, then the halacha was that you have to do that in front of three people, because in front of three people you know that it will eventually get back to him. One of the three people at least is going to speak, and he's going to hear that you're speaking about him. If you're not afraid to speak in front of three people, then the people will believe you, because the people who are listening to you will believe you, because they know that you're taking the risk that what you hear, you're taking the risk that what they hear now from you will get back to the person who's doing an aveiro. So Reuben's doing an aveiro, or Reuben's swindling people in business, whatever it is, and Shimon knows about it. Shimon's seen it firsthand, and he's all the conditions of Toyeles, but he wants to now tell the public about it in order to prevent them from doing business with him. So he's going to do it L'shem Shemayim, and he's going to do it because he's established without doubt and all the other rules that there are in Toyeles. The one thing that he hasn't done is he's skipping Toychocha. Why? Because he knows that person is not going to listen. He has made the decision that that person is unlikely to listen to what he's going to tell him. The person's going to either ignore it, or he's going to be rude and he's going to give him back. And therefore, he's skipping Toyeles. Then we said the rule was that it had to be then Ba'pei Tloso. In other words, he has to tell three people about it, because that way the three people who are listening know that he's taking a risk that eventually Reuven will hear about it, that Shimon was speaking about him in front of three people, and Reuven will phone him up, and he'll have tannas on him, and he'll shout at him, and how dare you ruin my business, how dare you tell people that I'm a Mechal Shabbos, it's none of your business, who do you think you are, holier than thou, and all the other what's called. So therefore, that bit he can skip, providing he says it in front of three people. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but if the person who's telling the Lashon Hara is a person who is totally above reproach, he's a Rav, he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's somebody who everybody would believe that if he would go so far as to speak Lashon Hara about somebody, that it would be with a pure intention and complying with all the halachas, and he's made a proper assessment and he's decided that this person won't listen, then he doesn't have to, a Rav or Rosh Yeshiva or somebody who's a big tzaddik or somebody who's a consultant on Hilchos Lashon Hara. Such a person, if he tells Lashon Hara about somebody, and he's complied with six rules of Toyeles, he skipped Toychocha because it's not going to help, then the halacha would be that the Rav can say it even in front of one or two people, because those people will believe him and they will protect themselves. So if I want to protect Levi from doing business with Reuven, and I don't need to protect the entire world, but I know that Levi's considering doing business with Reuven, and I know something about Reuven, then if I'm a Rav, I can go to Levi and I can tell him privately. As I just don't do business with that person, I'm not going into the details, but just stay away. That's what I can do as a Rav. If I'm not a Rav, then I have to have it in front of three people. Why do I have to be Megal in front of three people? So that eventually I'm taking the chance as a Valabos, as a regular guy, that he will hear about it, and I'm not ashamed to say it, and I'm not scared to say it. Therefore, people will believe me. Finally, Chofetz Chaim says as follows. He says that this was section beyond reproach. Now we're up to day 83, and day 83 says as follows. He speaks about the inyan of ulterior motives. One of the tanoim in Toyeles was that you mustn't have any ulterior motive. Your motive must be, when you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, Lo Toyeles, complying with the seven rules, it must be 100% Lashem Shemaim, and you must have it only in mind to prevent harm from happening, or nothing personal. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says as follows, that if that person who, let's say the Reuven has cheated, Reuven is a cheat, he's a swindler in business. So if Reuven has cheated you, and you hope one day that you might get compensation, then you can't tell anybody else about it, because you've got a negiah. You can't be a pure intention, because ultimately, I hope to gain from the fact that ultimately he will be exposed, maybe I'll get my money back. But if I know that Reuven has cheated someone else, then I could be l'shem shemayim, because I have no personal interest in it. I'm purely preventing people from doing business with him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that would be the difference between whether or not I'm a personal negeah or whether or not I'm personally independent.
The Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Tes Tammuz, 25th of July, Rinnah Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Gabbai, Shlishi, Rasif, Nepal, Allah Kurdish, Tosfos, Shabbos, Mahalokh. This week's prayer is sponsored anonymously, of course, Hashkoma, Harim, Amel Khamon, Shachsul, Vosem, Shalom, and Meirah.
Amen. Shusa, parents, my rabbi saying. So, this week's parsha is Parsha's Pinchos, which speaks about the different mayadim. So I want to speak a little bit about Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur. We'll see. Ezer Hashem. The sugi of Tosefes Shabbos, sugi of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, that means adding Michol al HaKodesh, adding from the secular, from the mundane, from the ordinary day, we're going to transform it into something holy. So the concept comes up in a few places in the Shas, comes up in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph, comes up again in Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and also it's mentioned briefly in Sukkah Daf Kof Ches Amud Beis, and each Sukkah is Sukkah in itself, but just briefly the Yesod Advarim Daf Tes Amud Aleph, I'll read from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara brings a pasuk, Bechoresh Bakotzer Tishbois. Chorosh B'Kotzer Tishbois is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Sheishas Yomim Tavoid, work for 6 days, U'bayoy Mashvi Tishbois, and rest on the seventh day. Rest on Shabbos. B'Chorosh B'Kotzer Tishbois, you should also rest from Chorosh, from plowing your field, U'B'Kotzer, and from reaping your field. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Oymer, Eina Tzorech Chloymar, Chorosh B'Kotzer Shalshvis. What's going on here? What is this pasuk talking about? Gemara says it must be it's talking about Shvius, must be talking about Shmita. Can't be talking about Shabbos. Because Shabbos, we know that all of the Malachas are also. Why does the Torah have to tell me about Choresh and Kotzer? Choresh and Kotzer are specifically Malachas that are to do with the field, to do with the ground. Gemara understands, now to understand, in Indian, if it's not for Shabbos, it must be for Shvius, must be for Shmita. But the Torah has already told me in Parshas Behar, these halachas that you're not allowed to cut, you're not allowed to reap your field, etc. So says the Gemara, Elo, Choresh el Erev Shvius, Anichnas l'Shvius. The plowing that's forbidden here is talking about Erev Shmita. That means in the sixth year. Obviously during the seventh year, it's also Mitzad Parshas Behar. But here we're talking about already in the sixth year. So how much time before? But perhaps 30 days, that's 45 days, however much before, but during the sixth year, you're not allowed to plow already as preparation for the seventh year. That's already considered Tosefes, you're not allowed to plow in the sixth year already. And the same goes for Kotzer Shel Shvius, Hayotze Lemotze Shvius. And also reaping your field, doing the harvest, we're talking about doing the harvest in the eighth year. Even the eighth year, there's a time in the eighth year where it would be forbidden to do the harvest, to reap your field, because that is also considered Tosefes, we're adding on to the seventh year. Also in the eighth year, there's going to be a time of that year where it's forbidden to do your harvest and you have to behave as if it is still Shvius. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara brings later that, what about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, Musifi Michoir Lakodesh Minolon. How does Rabbi Shmuel know that Rabbi Shmuel used this pasuk for something else? So how does he know that you can be, that you have to be Moshe Michoir Lakodesh? The Gemara brings one of the most famous Gemaras in the Shas. We know this Gemara. Medetania ve'inisem es nafshei seichem betisho lachodesh v'erev me'erev v'aderev. It's a pasuk in Parshas Emor. The Torah says that you have to fast on Yom Kippur betisho lachodesh v'erev. You have to fast on the 9th of Tishrei. The Gemara says, what do you mean? On the 9th, yochel betisho. Do you really fast on the 9th day? We all know Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei. Talmud lema b'erev, so you must be at night. The night of the 9th day means after nightfall, after the 9th day, which means the 10th day. So what a funny way of saying that. So does that mean it's really the 10th day? So why does the Torah call it the 9th day? So it's the 9th. The 9th at night. What's the 9th at night mean? It means that you have to begin the fast on the 10th, which is the night, but you begin it a bit before nightfall. So we see from here that you have to begin Yom Kippur that little bit earlier. You begin already on the 9th day of Tishrei. That is already Yom Kippur. You begin early. Okay. Says the Gemara, that is the beginning. What about at the end? What about Motzi Yom Kippur? Is there also Yitzhak? The Gemara says, yes. Me'erev ad Erev. The same way that you began beginning of the 9th, you finish also Me'erev ad Erev until the following evening, which already means the 11th. Okay. Le Yom Kippur, let's see Yom Kippur. What about Shabbos? Tamad Loimar, Tishbesu. Tishbesu Meloshon Shabbos. Yom Yitov Minayin, Tamad Loimar, Shabbatchem. Any time that we rest from Marocha. Okay, Tzad Konosh Yesh B'Shvus. And the conclusion is every time there is a Shavuos, there is some sort of rest. So it says that comes to include even Shemitah, which is called Shabbos, or it's called the rest, the day of rest, the year of rest for the land. That is also the concept. We have the concept of Meisifin Mechor LaKodesh. So without going into too much the different shittas, and there are other shittas also brought down in Yuma, but you have basic Machloikas in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but everybody seems to agree that you have the concept of Meisifin Mechor LaKodesh. You add on to the Kedusha you have, for example, Shabbos. It's not just Shabbos itself. There is a din, seems min haTorah, there's a pasuk that's brought that we have to add on also from Friday and also a little bit of Motzei Shabbos, which is technically Sunday. We add on to that Kedusha in order to have a bit of a longer Shabbos, a bit before and a bit after. That's valid for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for Yom Kippur, and for Shavuos, for Shemitah. You know that in there is a very interesting taz to resolve in Erechaim Siman Tov Reish Samaches. The taz over there brings a marshal in a tshuva, and the subject over there is halachas of Shmini Atzeres, Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and over there the taz brings a chiddush from the marshal. Marshal says, what happens if a person accepts Shmini Atzeres early? So I'll give an example here in England. It happens all the time. We know that nightfall is pretty late. So let's say night is at 9 o'clock. That is the time technically that we have to bring in Shmini Atzeres. But we decide to make an early Shmini Atzeres. So we bring it in, say 7:30. And now a person's come back from shul. They want to have their meal. Says the Marashal, you should know that you're not allowed to eat until nightfall. You can't eat anything. You can't make Kiddush until nightfall. So that's a Kiddush. We've heard of not making Kiddush before nightfall for Pesach. We know that you wait till nightfall to have the Seder. We've heard of such a thing for Shavuos. That's because of Tumimus. Perhaps there is such a thing as Mogen Avraham. And we've heard of such a thing for Sukkos, also to eat the first Kazayas of bread in the Sukkah, also at nightfall. But Shmini Atzeres, that's a new one. It's a Kiddush of the Marashal, that you have to wait till nightfall for the eating, making Kiddush on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And he says something very simple. He says, one second, what day is it today? Today, let's give an example. Let's say the Shmini Atzeres is Friday night, we'll give it, right? And Shana Rabba was Friday, and Shmini Atzeres is Friday night. We've accepted Shmini Atzeres early. Today it's still Friday. Friday is still actually the seventh day of Sukkot. It's Shana Rabba. What is the halacha of eating? Where do you have to eat on Shmini Atzeres? So here in Chutz Laaretz, we sit in the sukkah. It's the Shulchan Aruch says, Yisuvi Yisvinon, Baruch Elam Varachinon, Defim Minhogim, Eretz Yisrael, for example, they're already eating in the house. Talk about Eretz Yisrael, perhaps it's simpler. Eretz Yisrael, they eat in the house. During sukkahs, we eat in the sukkah. Says the Mashal, we've got a problem. Where are you going to eat? It's Oidayom Godel. One second, sir. So one second. Oh, so we'll get there. We'll get there soon about making early Shabbos. But first of all, we'll talk about Shmini Atzeres. So over there, we're talking about it's already. It's 8 o'clock. Between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, it's still the sun is shining. Let's say the sun is shining. So it's still the seventh day. Technically, it's the seventh day of Sukkot. You want to eat at home because it's Shmini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael. Well, it would be nice, but the problem is it's Sukkot. If it's the seventh day of Sukkot, what are you going to do? You're going to sit in your Sukkah and you're not going to make a bracha. So he says, although brachas einam ma'akvas, you don't have to make a bracha. Even if you don't make the bracha, you still yoytza the mitzvah. But lechatchila, to go ahead and put yourself in a situation where you're going to do a mitzvah not making a bracha, you can't do that either. He calls that an avoin godel. That's a terrible sin, terrible thing to put yourself in a matzav of a mitzvah and not make the bracha on that mitzvah. So therefore, he says, you're stuck. You can't eat at home. You can't eat in the sukkah because then you're going to have to make the bracha, and you can't make the bracha because it's Shmini Atzeres. To make the bracha, obviously you can't because it's a steer of the Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres means that sukkah is over. So he says, therefore you can't do anything. You have to wait until nightfall, and only at nightfall you can eat. That is the chiddush of the Maharshal in the Tshuva.
But you said this Yom Shmini Atzeres Chagazeh in your mouth.
Oh, well done, very good. So the Taz himself, what does the Taz say? The Taz says, I don't understand you, Maharshal. What did we just say? We just daven Maariv, we'll mekabel on ourselves Shmini Atzeres early. This is Tosefes Yom Tov, Pashtus Deiraisa, as we saw in the Gemara. That means that now it's Yom Tov. What is this day called? That this day now is called Shmini Atzeres. Yeah. It's called Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, I can ignore the fact. So the fact that Maharshal says, no, it's actually Sukkot, the seventh day of Sukkot. It's not the seventh day of Sukkot. Now, Shmini Atzeres has begun. Eye, the sun is shining. Of course, this is called Tosefes Yom Tov. Tosefes Yom Tov is, fair enough, this is going to be already Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, I say in my davening, and therefore I can eat at home in Eretz Yisrael, or I can eat in my sukkah in Chutz Lo'aretz and not make the bracha. And this is the ordinary halacha of Shmini Atzeres. Same if it's 8 o'clock, if it's 9 o'clock, if it's 10 o'clock at night, or if it's the following morning, exactly the same thing. We're taking away from Yom Tov, that should mean this is Tosefes Shabbos, so we'll get there. Perhaps if you're bringing up the level of the Kedusha, that's okay. That was Chol HaMoed now, and now we're coming up to Yom Tov. Tosefes Kedusha, we're making greater the Kedusha. It's not called a Zilzul in the Kedusha of Sukkot. Okay. Perhaps to understand this Machlokes a little bit better, let's try and make a quick tour, a few different sugyas in the Shas, and we'll see that it's not this Machlokes, Maharshal and Taz, would seem to be a very major machlokes rishonim. It's actually two shittas in different Tosfos and scattered out throughout the Shas. So, first Tosfos I'll introduce you to is the Tosfos in the beginning of Perik Arvei Psochim, the Tzadik Tesomet Beis. Everybody knows the Mishnah. Arvei Psochim, Somuch Lemincha, Lo Yechal Odom Ad Shetechshach. Erev Pesach comes Mincha time, which means Mincha Ketana. Mincha means that you're not allowed to eat a meal until it gets night. And the reason is, as the Gemara says, so that way we're going to have a good appetite to eat our matzah, our moro, which is the matzah is mitzvah natura. We have to have a good appetite for our matzah. So therefore, we must make sure that we don't sit down and eat a meal earlier in the day from Plaga Mincha on Erev Pesach. Tosfos over there asks the question, he said, I don't understand something. The Mishnah says, Ad Shetechshach. Don't eat anything until it gets dark. Until it gets dark. He says, why does the Mishnah tell me this adgasha, this emphasis on the nightfall? Don't eat until nightfall. He says, why? Why does it say don't eat until Yom Tov? Until you sit down to your Seder meal. Do you have to talk about the night? What's the nightfall? Why is that the doggish here? And secondly, he says, what about every Shabbos? Have you ever heard of this halacha that every Shabbos, there should be a Mishnah, Erev Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos to eat a Shabbos meal. Have we ever heard of this halacha that you're not to eat anything before Shabbos? Oh, maybe there is such thing. There's no Mishnah. It doesn't say that. There is no Mishnah anywhere in the Shas that says, Somoch Lemincha, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov Aleich Aladom. There's a special halacha with Erev Pesach. What's so special about Erev Pesach that the Mishnah comes along and tells us this halacha of Loyach Aladom Ashtechshach? And Tosfos brings from the Rimi Korvil, Baila Tosfos, he says that the truth is, we know, as we just mentioned before, there is a concept of Tosefes Yom Tov. What happens if a person wants to bring in Pesach a little bit earlier? So the Seder is pretty late, as we know, that's very difficult to wait so late. We make a big deal out of the children on the Seder night and want to participate. So instead of making the Seder so late at 9 o'clock at night, 9:30, 10, different places in the world, so therefore let's try and make the Seder a bit earlier. We'll do Tosefes Yom Tov, like we make an early Shabbos. We'll make an early Pesach. And therefore, even though the sun is shining outside, we daven Maariv, we go home, and we can begin the Seder nice and early. Why not? In that case, I'd be able to eat when it's daytime. Says Tosfos, that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell you. There's a pasuk that says, with regard to Korban Pesach, ve'ocheres habosor b'alayla hazeh, you have to eat the Korban Pesach at night. Halacha of Korban Pesach, nothing to do with when you accepted Yom Tov. We need Laila Mamash. We need Mamash Laila. We need actually nightfall, Nacht. If you need night, and Matzah is Iskish le Pesach, The same halacha that applies to the Korban Pesach also applies to the matzah and the maror, obviously. So therefore, a person cannot eat the matzah until it's actually night time, even though you've accepted Yom Tov early. So that means, even if there is such a concept of Tosefes Yom Tov, you've accepted Pesach early, but you should know that the Seder, you cannot begin, or you cannot eat the matzah at least until nightfall, and therefore you're actually going to, you won't be able to eat anything until night, mamash, until nightfall, until Al Shetechshach, because of this idea of eating the matzah at the time of the Korban Pesach, which is really when it's nacht. We know in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have a passage, Yochel Merosh Chodesh. It's based on a Mechilta, even in Parshat Bo. Yochel Merosh Chodesh. Maybe we can already say the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from a Chodesh. And we say in the Haggadah, Tal Noimar, Bayom Ahu, on that day, which means on the day of Pesach, on Tesvav Nisan, I Bayom Ahu Yochel Merosh Chodesh. Perhaps you can do it during the day, that means already from the 14th. Only at the time when you actually have the matzah morah on the table, which is on the night, which is the 15th of Tishri. And it's a bit difficult to understand this part of the Agoda. Once again, it says, what's bayomahu? On the 15th. Im bayomahu yochalim bayidyoim. Maybe you can do it on the 14th. One second. The Pasuk says, Bayomahu. Bayomahu means on the 15th. How can you have a Havamina Ba'idyoim? That means eat, say your service has been trying Ba'idyoim on the 14th in the afternoon. Why should you do that Ba'idyoim? So they say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach from Brisk, the Brisk Haggadahs, they have a pshat in the name of the Grizz. He says over there, it's based on this Tosas. Tosas told us that you can actually be mekabel Yom Tov early, and Pesach is early. We have a posuk that tells us that the mitzvah of matzah, you have to wait till nightfall. But perhaps the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can begin already mibo'ed yom, in the time of Tosefes Yom Tov. That's yochel mibo'ed yom. What's yochel mibo'ed yom? Because it's Pesach. It's true that it's the middle of the day of the 14th because the sun is still shining, but we've accepted Yom Tov early, and the pshat in the Agoda is ba'avur zeh lo yamarti el bizman shematzah morah lochem lefanecho, when you actually have matzah morah in front of you at the same time that you have to eat the matzah morah, which means nacht mamish, that is the time where you have to do the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, which is what the Baal Agoda is actually trying to tell us. So again, the same concept, you have you're bringing in Yom Tov early. But mitzad sheni, we have the halacha of nacht to do with matzah, moror, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because this is something we mustn't forget. Although we bring in Yom Tov early, but it doesn't change the mitzias of night and day. We have halachas that apply to the day. It's kodesh b'kedushas Yom Tov, but the sun is shining. It doesn't transform the day into night. The day will have now halachas of the night. So that's why, and that at that time of the day, it's Tosefes Yom Tov. It's a time where it has the kedusha of Pesach. Yet we have to wait till nightfall for the mitzvahs halaylo.
Menachim lefanecho is a bit difficult.
Menachim lefanecho means when you're actually allowed to eat it.
Achilas.
Right. Which means that you have to do that at night, mamish.
Yeah.
So that's why you wouldn't be able to do that at the time of the Tosefes, which is earlier, which is when Oida Yom Godol, when the sun is still shining. There is another Tosefes which Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Kovitz Yorim, he's Mitzayan over there on this Tosefes in Psochim. He says there's a Tosefes in Maseches Ksuvos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah Mem Vav Amud Beis. Ha'av Zakai Bebitoy Bekidusheo Kesev Shtar Bebiya. A father has certain privileges to do with his daughter, and the Mishnah over there tells us that describes the different privileges a father has for his daughter under the age of 12, or perhaps a narrow as well, the age of 12 to 12 and a half, that a father can marry off his daughter. The Gemara also says, and the Mishnah also brings, that Maisa Yodeho Leovio, a girl of under 12 and a half that works, she brings back a paycheck that goes to her father. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin tries to find a Mekor. What is the source that Maisa Yodeho Shel Naro Leovio? And now the Gemara is talking about specifically about Naro, 12-year-old girl. And the Gemara says, very possible that it is it's a svara. What's the svara? Since the father can give over his daughter lechupa, he can marry her off. He's talking about chupa, not just kiddushin. Can marry her off properly. The father has this schus, this biti nusati leishazeh, Pasuk in Vashki Seitzei, a father can marry off his daughter, b'chuppah. So therefore, at the time of the chuppah, then she is not working. She's not working. How can the father take his daughter, who's sensibly she'll be working, how can he take away her job, take her away from her job, and bring it to the chuppah? It's very mistabah, probably because whatever the girl works, whatever she's going to gain, it's going to go to the father anyway. So therefore, the father is the one that can control his daughter's job, and therefore he can tell her, today you're not going to go to work, today you're going to go to your chasna. Okay, that's what Gemara says. The Gemara says three dichuyim, three ways to be matcha this svara. Gemara says, well, we can say the yovlo schar pekata. Perhaps the father pays her for that day. She's got to work a day she's not going to work. So you have to pay her for that day. So therefore, taka, she gets her own salary, but the father will compensate her for the loss of earnings for that day, the day that she goes to the wedding. Huh?
Anyway, taking the money from
him. He's taking if he's taking the money, then we don't need to come on to that. If we assume that the girl, when she works, she keeps her own money, so how can it be that the father can marry her off? So the Gemara says perhaps he can compensate her for that day. He negotiates with her, listen, I'll pay you for today, and therefore you can get married. Second answer of the Gemara may be the inami, that it happened at night. Probably she's got a day job. She's got a day job, so at night she's not working. So we make an akimta that she's working the day, and therefore at night time you can marry off. And the third answer of the Gemara, which was what we need, inami, the mosalo b'shabbos is the yomim tovim. He married her off on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where anyway she's not allowed to work. Toisus over there says, how can you get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We know there's a Gemara in Moed Kotn Daf Ches. The Gemara says, v'somachto b'chagecho v'loy b'ishtecho. We have to be sameach, we have to rejoice on Yom Tov, but not with your wife. What does that mean, not with your wife? Obviously, it doesn't mean there's no simcha with your wife. Part of the halachas of Yom Tov is to be sameach your wife, of course. But the idea is that she'ein noisim noshim the Yom Tov. You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, and this applies even on Chol HaMoed. And as the Gemara says, the ein me'arvin simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to mix the simcha of Yom Tov with the simcha of a wedding. Every simcha has its own time, and it needs to have its own importance, and therefore you cannot mix these two smachas together. And so the Gemara, so Tosis asked, one second, so if that means that you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, so how can it be that the Mishnah, the Gemara over there says, the Masal B'Shabbos Yom Tov, that he married off his daughter on Yom Tov? What do you mean married her off on Yom Tov? You can't marry her off on Yom Tov, it's also to marry on Yom Tov. Says Tosis, you know what it probably means? It probably means that he married her off in the time of Tosefes Yom Tov. That means he accepted Yom Tov early, and Tosis says the words, and when Yom Tov comes in early, I'll just read you out what it says. That 1 hour before Yom Tov, you accept Yom Tov early, so we'll have the halacha of Yom Tov with regards to melacha. And therefore she can't work at that time, but she can get married then. Because apparently is only b'chagecho mamish and Yom Tov itself, not on Tosefes Yom Tov. So we have a Ratoiz that seems to tell us that the halacha of Tosefes Yom Tov is a bit special. It's not that the day transforms into Yom Tov, rather there is an issa of melacha that will apply from the time Tosefes Yom Tov onwards, but this will only apply to the melacha itself, but it's not going to apply to other halachas, for example, getting married on Yom Tov, that is only Yom Tov itself. But in Tosefes Yom Tov, there's no problem of getting married in the Tosefes Yom Tov, because it may have the halacha of Yom Tov with regards to melacha, but it won't have the halacha of Yom Tov with regards to getting married. And Rabbi Chonon says, I don't understand. Because if we just remember the Tosefes that we mentioned before in Arab Sochim, Tosefes over there has a hava mina that you can begin your Seder earlier. The only thing is that we have a posuk that you need nacht. One second, what about if you don't have a posuk of nacht? If we're going to assume that Tosefes Yom Tov will only apply to melacha, so anyway you have to wait till nightfall for your Seder, even without any posuk, because the only nafkemina of Tosefes Yom Tov will be melacha itself and nothing else. Why should there be a difference between matzah and morer and samachto chagecho and getting married on Yom Tov? It's the same idea. Says Rabbi Chonon, I don't understand why the Tosefes over there takes on so poshut that it's only melacha, nothing else. So we're not going to go into the stira today, but we'll just take on that there are two shittas of it. It seems to be two different ways of looking at Yom Tov. The Tosefes in Ksuva says very clearly that the halacha of Tosefes Yom Tov will not transform your Yom Tov, your Friday into Shabbos or into Yom Tov. Rather, you will have a new restriction of not doing any melacha on the time of Chol, time which you would have been able to do melacha, but any other halachas that apply to Yom Tov will not apply yet. The only halacha will apply which would be you, only melacha. The Tosis in Psochim seems to go a lot further and tells us that over there, the when you accept Yom Tov early, really all the halachas of the Yom Tov will apply as soon as you accept Yom Tov. The only thing is, when you have a posuk, when you need something that needs night, you have the halachas of Yom Tov, but you don't have the halachas of night. Then, for example, Sefer Sa'ime, as an example, right? Sefer Sa'ime, if you would accept Shabbos early during the Sefirah, accept Shabbos early during the Shabbos of the Sefirah. So, halacha of Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do melacha. And it could be even, according to the other places in Tzochim, that we have all the halachas of Shabbos as well. The only thing is, you wouldn't be able to count Sefirah Soimah, because Sefirah Soimah needs night. And therefore, although it may have the halachas of the following day, but any halacha which depends on night itself, then that you'd have to wait until real nightfall. To come back to our machlokes, Marshal. And Taz, I'm coming to that in a second. I'll try to fit it in as well. The Marshal and the Taz, now we understand a little bit better. The Marshal told us that if you accept Shmini Atzeres early, you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah or outside the Sukkah because you have this problem of what is this day? We can understand the Marshal is going like the Tosfos in Ksubas that says that when we accept Yom Tov early, we accept Yom Tov to do with Melocha. With Melacha, but the other halachas of the day won't apply yet. We still have to take into account the halachas of Sukkos. It's Sukkos today. We haven't. It's Sukkos. It's Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Rishon Rabbah. It's Chol HaMoed. You'd be allowed to work if you accept Shemini Atzeres early. What you're doing is you're bringing in now an Issa Melacha, but you're not actually going now and bringing in Shemini Atzeres itself early. And therefore, says the Marashal, you have to wait till night in order to make Kiddush outside your Sukkah or inside your Sukkah without your Brocha. But the Taz that says no way. Once you accept Shemini Atzeres early, you've brought in Shemini Atzeres. It's Chag now. Now it's Chag, Shemini Atzeres. Therefore, any halacha that applies to Shemini Atzeres will apply now. And since there is no halacha of eating the meal at Nacht, the halacha is eating the meal and making kiddush when Shmini Atzeres comes in, then therefore you'd be allowed to eat outside your sukkah as long as it's Shmini Atzeres. I'll just read you a loshon of the Marashal. Marashal says something very, very nice. He says,
it's hard to get it. It's hard to understand. How can you cancel sukkahs? How can you cancel Shabbat?
So it's not cancelling. You're bringing it up a level. You have sukkahs. You have, when you have Sukkos and you have Shmini Atzeres, so you have Sukkos which has a kedusha of Chol HaMoed, and now you're bringing in a superior kedusha in Shmini Atzeres, is a higher kedusha. It's got different halachas, of course, but since the kedusha you're going up a level, the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov tells me that any higher level of kedusha I can bring in earlier. It's a chiddush. I just want to read you out the lashon of the Marashal. Your chiyuv of eating a sukkah is on Sukkos. But once you're in Shmini Atzeres, so now you're in a different level, the halacha of eating a sukkah, they won't apply anymore.
You can cancel a kiddush.
You can bring it up to another level where you have a higher kiddusha, and now different halachas will apply.
Shmini Atzeres
is a higher level than Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Yes. It sounds strange, because we're taking away the halacha. I'm just reading out the Loshen. He says, Pshita, Shetech, that once, Shemisha Moisim Chor LaKodesh, who is al Peter saying, he's going according to the Torah. He's following the Torah. Kvar cholav holach lo imimenu choy vasayoy ma shehoy olav koydem zeh. The previous chiyuv has disappeared. And therefore, v'avikomoy belaylo mochor mamesh, and it's like the following day with regard to the halachas. And therefore he says, da peh ha-kodesh yis'ale baruch hu. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your question. The same peh kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu she-tziv olanu mitzvah sukkah bayoyim ha-hu that told us we have to sit in our sukkah on the seventh day of Sukkot, on Hashan Rabbah, hu ha-peh ha-kodesh ha-hitir lonu achar shekivu l'shmini atzeres, to eat in your house, or not sit in your sukkah. Because now Shmini Atzeres, the Torah gave you this opportunity or this possibility of bringing in Shmini Atzeres earlier. I just want to finish off with another Taz and Marashal, which comes up also in Hilchas Shabbos, in Siman Reish, Tzadik Aleph. Over there, they talk about something, the same Marashal and Taz, but about Shabbos itself. It's more practical. Every Shabbos, the Marashal, the Taz in Reish Tzadik Aleph Sikot Mvov brings a safe chassidim. That whenever we make an early Shabbos, we have to make sure to finish our meal, eat bread at night. Eat a bit of bread at nightfall. So safe chassidim says. And the Taz brings that the Marashal, his minig was, not to eat at all. Not to begin the meal until nightfall. And the Taz says, V'li nirem. Kevon de tisev v'chol ha'kodesh d'oraisa. Al kein yotze shapi afilu gomar koidim. Even if you finish your meal before nacht, it's fine. You're doing tisev Shabbos. I think it's exactly the same. Machlokes tazen marshal. Marshal is l'shitosei that says that whenever you accept tisev Shabbos, tisev Yom Tov, all you're doing is an issa melocha. No more. And therefore, you want to eat your meal, you want to eat your Shabbos meal, every Shabbos. You have to wait till nightfall to be able to eat your Shabbos meal. That halacha will apply to the night. You don't bring a new halacha earlier. One halacha. It's a melacha. Therefore, you begin your meal, you have to wait for Kiddush, and you eat your meal at night. The Taz that says you've been to Sefer Shabbos, once you accept the earlier, it's had Pa'a Kodesh. Baruch Hu that told us the Kiddush of the Sefer Shabbos. That means you can do it earlier. Once you bring in Shabbos early, every single halacha of Shabbos applies. You eat your meal, you can finish your meal. It's still sun is shining. Doesn't make any difference. It's Shabbos now. It's Friday afternoon, yes. But as the halacha of Shabbos, and therefore we, that's what we do, I think many people, we make our Shabbos early, we make our Kiddush early, we eat our meal early, we can even finish our meal early. And that is considered really the day of Shabbos.